20 to 9. More than 10,000 children have lost one or both parents to Ebola in West Africa, according to UNICEF. Almost 8,000 of them in Sierra Leone. Many are themselves Ebola survivors, but because of the stigma and fear around the virus, they're often shunned by their own communities. Britain has pledged £2.5 million to help set up special care centres for Ebola orphans and reunite children with their extended families. BBC's global health correspondent Tulip Mazumba has been to St George's Orphanage in the capital, Freetown, partly paid for by this country.
Around 50 children hold hands in a big circle, clapping, singing and dancing. Nearby, some of the smaller children bounce excitedly on a trampoline.
Hello. What's your name?
Auguste.
You like the trampoline?
But behind their beaming smiles is great loss and great sorrow.
My name is Mohamed Sissé. My age is 12 years old. My sister.
Mohamed tells me how he and his sister were cast out by their own community after their parents died of Ebola.
They said, I have Ebola. Let me don't go in the house. I go to my grandmother. My grandmother said, let me get out from my house.
After his grandmother refused to help, Mohamed and his sister roamed the streets for 2 days. Eventually, they were brought here.
I am feeling good when I'm here. They will take care of me well. I eat good food. I sleep. I play good play. I will study.
You look like a very strong boy, I think.
Yeah.
And you will be okay?
Yeah, I'll be okay.
Almost every child here has a similar story. Hajja lost almost all of her family to Ebola.
We are 11 that got sick and 10 of them died. Only I survived. You know, when I was sick, I was helpless. And I don't even expect that I will survive. But God helped me, I survived. Although I miss my parents, but I'm very happy to survive. And I wish to help others.
So this is the boys' dormitory.
Okay.
But before we made the boys' dormitory...
Augustine Baker helps run the orphanage and shows me around. It's basic, but the bright yellow buildings provide much-needed shelter and safety for these extremely vulnerable children.
They've seen their parents dying from Ebola. They've seen ambulances coming to their homes to collect the corpses of their parents. That in itself is a traumatic situation. It's too much for that child.
When you try and get children back into their communities or with their families, just tell me about some of the problems that you face.
We have to do mediation, community mediation, because people we are neglecting orphans, they were isolating them, they were stigmatizing them. So like if they saw you being picked up by an ambulance to a holding center or a treatment center, nobody will have anything to do with you at that moment. So we, the social workers, we have to go back to the communities and engage them that they should accept. They pose no risk to the communities they came from.
A key part of Augustine's job is reuniting children with their extended families. We travel with him to a nearby village to see how a young Ebola survivor, Parfode, is getting on after being recently placed back with his community, having lost both his parents.
Why manage? Now go to sleep. How everything? You play? You party in the ambulance?
He tells us other children are playing with him again and his aunt is looking after him. But whilst we're in the village, a man approaches us saying more children need help.
He left 3 children.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have one.
He says he's looking after 3 Ebola orphans, but tells us he can't afford to feed them anymore and asks Augustine to take them away. We follow him to his home where 2 little brothers, Abdul and Yunissa, and their elder sister Wayata, who's just 8, glare up at us, looking confused and scared.
They have lost both parents to Ebola, and they are now being cared for by their uncle.
So what's going to happen now then?
If there is no other way, we can take them, three of them, to our interim care center for care, for temporary care. From here, I have to bring the ministry people, the Minister of Social Welfare, Gender and Children's Affairs, because they will have to give me the mandate to take these children.
We leave the village with Augustine promising to return to collect the children.
Not everything is lost for them. There is a little amount of hope for them. Some hope. Even though they might have lost their parents, might have lost other relatives, but the world is watching.
That report from our global health correspondent, Tulip Mazumdar.